As to the other big story today, a presumptive nominee for FBI Director Christopher Wray. He looks to be very confirmable. He's got a lot of Justice Department experience, but he's also a very close professional associate of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, even representing him in the famous Bridgegate investigation. For more on all that, we turn to Andrea Bernstein, WNYC reporter on politics and policy. Andrea, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hey, John.
Do you think this is a Chris Christie suggestion here?
Well, it's very unclear. Christie has refused to say what the connection is. And we do know that Chris Christie has this long-running bad blood with presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner, and that Kushner saw to it that Christie wasn't involved in a meaningful way in his administration. So all we have is their denials. I mean, we know that Wray was a lawyer who represented Chris Christie privately during Bridgegate, as Christie's entitled to have a lawyer, Ray's entitled to represent him. And we know that they worked together in the Justice Department, Christie said, particularly on a case involving Bristol-Myers Squibb, which was part of a controversial practice Christie had when he was U.S. attorney of allowing companies to negotiate non-prosecution agreements where they would have to give money or pay some kind of fee. So Christie said they worked together on that. So that is what we know about their relationship. So far in the Trump administration, we haven't seen evidence that a Christie recommendation is a positive thing. But of course, it's changing by the minute.
Well, forget Christie then. What about someone who ran the DOJ criminal division? What does that say for how the FBI shall be run under the Trump administration?
Right. So I've spoken to some prosecutors and former prosecutors this morning, and the reaction seems to be, on the one hand, here is somebody who really has experience working for a law enforcement agency, unlike, say, Joe Lieberman, who was somebody that Trump said at one point was his favorite. But on the other hand, there's skepticism. He worked there for 8 years. He has to run an office of 10,000 people and be able to stand up to Jeff Sessions, Donald Trump, and Vladimir Putin. So there is some question about whether his resume and his background support that kind of an effort.
Although, you know, there's a management question there, as you describe all the people at the FBI. He's not an investigator. And I'm wondering if that carries any weight with the employees or affects morale in any way.
I mean, the morale from people I've spoken to is very, very bad.
Right.
People who are former FBI agents, former prosecutors, are unbelievably upset. The level of emotion that they're expressing is like nothing I have ever seen from this community.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, I mean, I think there's probably a sigh of relief that it's not somebody who was a full-time politician, but there's fear and concern, and it's obviously coming in the context where we now know that President Trump not only tried directly with Comey to get him to drop his investigation, but also spoke to senior intelligence officials inside his administration. That's the atmosphere that this FBI chief is walking into.
Yeah, Christopher Wray will have plenty to do as he starts. But people who spoke with me or emailed me about him suggested that he's got a lot of learning to do, that this is going to be a heavy lift for him to get up to speed quickly. And so in theory, that means Deputy McCabe is going to be training the fellow who's essentially replacing him as acting FBI director.
Unlike, say, Mueller or Louis Freeh, he is not a lifelong G-man.
Right.
He is somebody who has worked in the Justice Department but has also worked in private practice. And his law partner is, in fact, an ethics advisor to Donald Trump. So there is that connection there. I mean, I think what we know are the facts before us, where here is a man who has to be investigating things like we have never had to investigate
exactly
before in this context, who is somebody who does not come out of a lifelong tradition of investigation and national leadership.
Andrea Bernstein is the senior editor for politics and policy for WNYC News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.